Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show. It's going to be an absolute delicious episode because we have tons of snacks all over here because we're an App Setter HQ over here with my good friend James. Yes,
hello.
James and James. It's a James episode.
What's all going? James all the time.
All the time. So, James, you are here on the App Center team, and today we're going to be talking about
testing
our applications.
Correct.
So maybe first, before we get into testing, maybe go over a little bit about where you came from, why you're here, and what you do here at Microsoft.
All right. So I was part of the Xamarin team. I like to tell this story because it's fun, but my interview day at Xamarin was the day Mots joined the team. So we were both in San Francisco at the same time,
whew,
and then I joined about 6 weeks later.
So it's been like 4 years now or so.
Yeah, 4 years. Tense. We both hit our anniversary over the past year. But yeah, I joined the sales team, did sales and success with them, and was able to just help champion Xamarin to the world and had a lot of fun telling people about Xamarin and especially what was Test Cloud and Insights and a lot of cool stuff. And then with the acquisition, decided to kind of shift gears and wanted to be able to take a little bit more ownership over the actual dev experience and so transition to the App Center team.
And now you're here in beautiful Redmond, Washington.
Yeah. Little cooler, a little rainier, but a little greener. It's been a nice trade-off.
But you are surrounded by snacks. It's probably the coolest section of Building 27 here is the App Center HQ. So that's why I've been getting a lot of cool shots for these videos, and we did want to get all these delicious snacks, and all of our monkeys are chowing down.
I'm pretty sure what happened was is we took the template of the San Francisco office and said, if we're going to be at Microsoft, this is what we require.
Yeah, so I walked into this building for the first time like a year or so ago, and I was like, oh, this feels like home. I remember this type of setup.
We got everything.
Yeah. So testing.
Testing.
Everyone's favorite part of development.
It is certainly a thing that you will hear a lot as a developer. It's always those things you know you need to do, and you do it as much as people require. And as soon as there's no one complaining about the broken code, you usually just say, great, ship it.
Ship it.
But as we know with mobile, that's a lot harder. And so even at Xamarin, we said, you know, it's a complex world out there, and we want to make it easier for people. So we tried to encourage the testing community to really have good opportunities and good tools available to them.
So we're not talking about like unit testing, because I'm used to like using like NUnit or XUnit or something like this. Like to me, the coolest stuff that we did at Xamarin out App Center is like testing things on real devices.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be able to get data in and out, and unit testing is one of those things that is well established and well known, and I think is a little bit easier and more approachable. It's a lot harder to know how your application is working, and it's a lot harder to know that your application, especially mobile apps, work on all of the devices you want. So that's where live UI testing and automation really comes into play, and that's that, I think, missing link that was not around for a while until recently with mobile development and mobile testing.
Got it. So we're going to be talking about App Center Test, which is a service inside of App Center.
Yes, correct.
And you could just use, and I've been trying to get this a point on a lot of the videos that I shoot, for App Center, you can use, correct me if I'm wrong, just one. You could just only use App Center for tests.
Yep.
Or only use it for build. Yep. Or you could use all of them.
That's actually one of the things that I think, like you said, people have kind of missed about the message, that we want to make great tools for developers, and especially a lot of those steps post-development. So build, test, distribution, all of that. But we want to make it so that developers will use it the way they need it. And there are developers like, great, I need a full solution, I'll come to it, but maybe they have a full build pipeline and they're distributing your apps and they just don't have anything for tests. Great, you know, come in and use the stuff that we've got and let it work into your system rather than have it conflict with all of your other tools or have to replace everything.
So Matt came on earlier and he showed me this launch screen test, which is like a single click, go. And like that seems like cool testing, but it's not testing necessarily the functionality of the test, and that's what you want to show me today.
Nope. There's definitely a place for it, so we'll go in. As he probably mentioned as well, we're demoing a live in-production app right now, which is the test app for App Center, so that users can download this and be able to manage their apps and download them from the portal. So it's like a meta game of app to download apps.
The App Center app.
The App Center app.
The App Center app, correct. So, I'm going to make sure that that's branded that way. I'm pretty sure they're going to love that.
So it's worth noting that this isn't development, but I think it gives a good story. So you can see here, under the test service, we actually have some test runs done.
And this is the app that Matt set up,
this is the exact app. So you can see that here's the launch test that he had probably from your demo earlier. Once it loads, it'll come up and it'll just be a single screen of like, hey, did this app work? Assuming the internet's happy. We'll see. This is where it's a magical moment.
They'll cut it so when it goes.
What is going on? Did it not run? We'll try this one.
It should have ran. You can click through. We'll cut it.
Yeah,
Gina knows when to cut it. Or maybe you need to refresh the whole thing? Question mark.
What happened to the internet? Are we connected? Right, so this is the launch app that Matt did. It tells us a few things we can dig in. It says, great, look, the app runs.
Yep.
That's always a comforting moment to know that your app will actually load.
Get a nice screenshot, you get some information about it, happy.
You get a breakdown of things like memory usage, CPU, which is actually more vital than you may think. Especially on Android, there are cases where if your app uses too much memory, it will just terminate the app.
Yeah.
And that's an overlooked thing that it's nice to know, hey, are there points that are really spiking? But also you can see how long did my test run? And if there are crashes and issues which we'll look at later, we can actually dig into those. So, super useful, but that's just the beginning. It's nice to know my app works, but I also want to make sure that functionality is there. So this is a test I ran earlier to test some of the basic navigation and capabilities of the app. So you can
I see some all green, which sounds
all
really
green.
Good.
Yep.
So this now says that we have multiple tests on multiple devices. Before we saw 1-1.
Exactly.
And that was
so,
it. Okay.
So in this case, and we'll see, I'll just dig into this login test and we'll go that if you'll notice, it breaks down the devices that I ran on. And as well, it also I chose specifically the latest operating system, Oreo.
So these are ones that you picked. And
yes.
In the launch screen test, it's just a random device. But you were like, I want to test on these devices.
Exactly. I want to make sure that on the latest flagship devices, so you see Pixel 2 and Pixel XL, Nexus 5X, and on Oreo, the things that the latest and greatest is out there. I want to make sure my app is working for that going forward.
Got
and
it.
I get information about that.
Okay.
On the left here, we can also see, again, the two tests that are run.
Okay.
And then I can also click through and get individual screenshots that are updating as it goes. So it's testing to make sure my app works, but it's also making sure that my app is visually functioning
Correct.
The way I expect.
So it's like two parts then. Like, it's not only, hey, did my app crash or did it not go through the correct steps, but also, like, does it look correct?
Exactly.
Because often you can make a change. There's like this joke of, you know, someone changed a CSS on a web page and all of a sudden all of their sales went down. It's because they changed the CSS so the text color on the button was the same as the background. So that means like that's something you really can't catch in functional tests, right?
Yes.
You have to visually see it before it goes out. So that's where this comes in.
There's really no other way to do it.
And these are real screenshots?
These are real screenshots. We have a device lab. I think last I heard of actual like device breadth and depth, we have some 3,300 physical devices.
Oh, nice.
And it's, I think, 450 unique combinations. We have
cool.
We have some backlog in there to account for load. But yeah, like you said, visually, especially when you get into tablets versus phones, you know, maybe images don't show up on smaller resolutions or they get really ugly squashed and stretched.
Yeah.
I've seen that so many times. And you have to be able to see the app running. So being able to see it on physical devices and not have to maintain them or purchase them yourself, that's huge. That bill can get really astronomical really
quickly. So this one here, it looks like you logged in, navigated, opened the app drawer, and logged out. So basically you're testing the entire flow from start to finish.
Exactly. And so it's just verifying this scenario and then being able to run it. So this one's similar. What it also did, if I remember correctly, is it switched between a couple of the pages. So you can switch between like app view and org view. Very basic login tests.
Yeah.
These are just a few of the tests that were run. As we start spinning up this app. I mean, we're still working out. We want to release it to the public, but we need to make sure everything works.
Yeah. And major workflows, essentially, right? Because
exactly.
That way, if someone changes some code, if you break the login, that's probably bad.
That's usually a bad experience.
Yeah.
And actually, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I actually found that while I was testing. So this is a live in production thing that we need to explore. I more than doubled. I ran it on 50 devices.
Oh, cool.
Covering Android 8 through Android 5. I think that's what KitKat.
Yes.
Really, KitKat or Lollipop. And as you can see, now we don't have tests passing. We actually had some device failures.
Got it.
And so we'll go in and we'll see, okay, everything looks good. And we'll see scrolling through. We've got some new devices running older operating systems.
I like that you can see like the device frame, like the actual size of what it would actually look like if you held the device. I mean, there's no way I'm going to buy 50 devices, but it's nice. Yeah.
But you can see now that I go into that when there's a failure, there's a step missing. And you can see that they've marked these things. So I'm going to just click into this one, this Nexus 5, running Android 6. Everything looks okay. This is where it's like, well, why did it fail? Why did nothing progress?
Yeah, because like I wouldn't know exactly why specifically it failed, right?
Yep.
Just from looking at a little red squiggly
so
mark.
So we have a couple of different ways that you can get your information. One is we do try to capture the logs that are being made by the devices themselves. So you can download those, as well as just some of our testing logs that kind of dig into plays. First thing that I always look at is the test failure itself. Well, why did my step fail?
Yeah.
And in this case, it was looking for a specific element called my apps, and it said, well, it timed out.
I was
waiting for it, and never happened. So, okay, that gave me interesting information. It's like, okay, the step that I'm looking for never happened. And if we compare again on kind of the big view, you'll see my apps is the actual the list. You can I can zoom it in here.
And see all the apps. Yeah.
And just to kind of give a story, that information is not too big, but I dug in deeper and actually found that we're doing something interesting on the back end that's maybe a testing issue versus a live issue, and that if you request the same login information too many times, the app's just like, I'm done. I'm not going to work anymore. So this is an interesting conversation of login issues, but since that point, I haven't been able to log in with the same account. So this is an actual valid test.
Test
multiple logins and make sure you can keep doing it. Well, I'm actually currently locked out, and now we have to go back and say, you know what? It's one thing to not be able to log in. It's another if a user can use it five times.
And never again.
Never again.
Yeah.
So this is like, it was kind of one of those happy coincidences of this is an actual example of why testing is valid. And it's interesting to see what happens if you test on logging in on 50 devices at once or 10 devices at once.
Yeah, or hitting your back end or just stress testing.
Exactly.
In theory,
so
can
in
your
that,
app hold up
so
to
in
it?
That stress test, this is something that we can absolutely take back to the team and say, you know what, let's investigate and make sure we're not locking people out of the app and then continue testing. So this is just an example of what's going on, and this is an actual valid case of, you know, maybe we should start testing and make sure these things are running and get that fixed. We'll start adding more tests and getting it functional.
So how would I create those tests, and how do I get them into App Center?
Yeah, great question. So, and I'll also tie this as well. So it's very simple to get tests up and running. Create a free account, first of all. Mm-hmm. Test service itself, you can start with a free 30-day trial to have access to all the test services.
Okay.
And all you have to do is click New Test Run.
Now, what's going on here?
Ignore this part for now. I'll get back to this.
It looks so fancy. I love it.
I will get to this. I do want to say, for those of you that are also coming from the Xamarin Test Cloud community and are saying, what do I need to do to migrate? This is the exact same progress. We're working on helping migrate Test Cloud customers over, and so I want to make sure they understand that the process is pretty straightforward, and that assume you've written automation scripts. We'll get to that.
Okay.
First of all, let's actually take a step back. First, the first step is, what do I want to test? What devices do I care about right now?
Exactly.
So we're just going to go with a couple. Just take the first, you know, some of the more popular devices here.
There's a bunch. It says 245
devices.
Can I filter
devices
through those?
Yes, you can. Okay. So we, you know, operating system, you can see we actually scale all the way back to some of the early days. You could find some of those old, you know, Android 2, 3, 5 devices. Maybe you've got a user
using it. That's crashing on that one device, right?
Tier we can work on based on how popular devices are. So you know, tier one, 235 is not a tier one device. Let's just go with all devices here. Tier one, you'll see, again, some of those popular phones.
So tier one are like, these are the most popular devices, higher end devices.
So I want to just efficiently test what most people are likely to be using, and then you can kind of scale back on there. Just depending on how many devices you want to test on.
You have phones and tablets, memory, CPU, the whole gamut.
Exactly, all that thing. So we've got a few tests here. And here's the next step is really, if you want to test on devices, you need to have written some automation scripts. And playing along that that story of being able to modularly test and use App Center services the way you want, we also want to do that with what we support. So you can see here things like Appium, Calabash, Espresso, iOS, we have XCUI test support, and then of course in this case Xamarin UI test, which C# based, Xamarin based, and what many of, I believe, the Test Cloud community would be using if you're coming from that.
Okay, so really you can test any application written in any language with any of our testing frameworks.
Exactly.
Which are in different languages, because I know Espresso is Java, Calabash is Ruby.
Yeah.
And then I'm a Xamarin UI test type of guy with C#, so.
Exactly, and it's worth noting that these languages are agnostic to whatever the app is written in, like you said. So if you've got a Java written app and you want to use Xamarin UI test for C# automation, fantastic. That's completely fine.
Now, are these the exact same tests? Would I have to modify my tests that I had already written for Test Cloud to send them to App Center tests?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
And that's why there's a little bit of concern about, what do I have to do? Well, the answer is, take your scripts, take your app, run through the new portal, upload. So I've selected some devices up here. These tests are written in Xamarin UI test, or at least that's what will be uploaded, and then it's a submit process. Now, here's really where the difference is if you're coming from the old community or if you just want to get started. First, you need to make sure you have Node installed, because we do everything through NPM. All of the App Center services and CLI and all of that installed through NPM, pretty easy. One single command, and then you're ready to go. So install Node, run a single install command, and then it's just, here's your command terminal. So this should be familiar again to the Test Cloud community. Instead of going through Calabash, you're going through the CLI.
So if this was you're on your local computer pushing it up, boom, you're good to go.
Exactly.
Now, what about, I used to use, and for some of my applications, I have them in Visual Studio Team Services doing testing like my back end, building a bunch of different services and things like that. Now I have a test cloud task in there. Mm-hmm. Is there App Center?
App Center task as well. So we've made sure to have that migration as well. So if you're coming from the VSTS community, tasks for tests, tasks for distribution, really those services in App Center, again, modularity.
Cool. Nice, that's very nice. So that way it's an easy transition just to replace a task done.
Yep.
Or run a different script here.
So a couple of items to just break down this script. Obviously we've got the commands to do. A couple things to note. Those devices I configured, they're flagged here, and so this is like a unique device identifier to say anytime I want to use those devices, great, go for it, it's there. And then you'll point to the APK. So whatever your built app is, wherever it is, again, coming from Test Cloud, if you've got that there, just point to the right location, and then here's the test directory for those scripts. It doesn't matter, just needs those scripts. Now, this is kind of the unique thing that we've brought that I want to go back to is run this command, it uploads the test, but I wanted to come back to this. So as a Test Cloud user, how many of these device IDs have you saved over the years?
A lot, and I always forget about them, and they go away after the test, and that's it, right?
So, or you do a new test, and you're like, great, I need to select another 150 devices.
Yeah. Well,
and then you lose the ID. Well, now I'm going to have to select those 150 devices again. So as you kind of mentioned with the opening, we've added a new feature in App Center called device sets.
Oh, cool.
And what you can do is basically pre-configure and pre-save sets of devices that you want to choose.
Ah, so that's a lot nicer than...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which I think is a big thing. We, even in the Xamarin team, we're saying, when can we get this out? We're testing customer apps all the time. I'm tired of selecting 150 devices.
Every single time, over and over again.
So now you can do that. And so you can see here that, again, same filtering, same selection process, but you have an ID that you can, a name that you can have. So you can see, I've got a couple of here. You know, a full regression set, which I used with my one test, or those Oreo devices. And then when we actually change, I'm going to go back to that upload process real quick. Where are we? There we go. Go back to that upload process just to jump through it.
And there.
You can see I can select it, go back. And the big difference is it actually just changes it to that set name. So same idea in that you're saving those configurations, but it's actually saved and managed in the portal for you.
Got it.
So if you want to go back and update those sets, maybe a new Android operating system comes out.
Got it.
Update your latest and greatest and your smoke tests.
So that way it's not just a token, it's essentially me, like this is the name of my test, and I can update those devices at any time. It's not going to give me a different ID.
Yeah, those tokens before were just locked into, I selected those devices.
Got it.
They were there, and it was not the best experience to be honest. But now we've really smoothed it out so you can manage your tests and your devices and really make that automation process a lot better.
Very cool. All right. So yeah. Anything else you want to show me? What else you got?
Definitely. That's pretty much it from here. Definitely, you know, check it out. I think that's the big thing with App Center is we want to make it approachable and free. It's modular. You can get it up and running in no time. Tests, you have to write some tests, but
gotta write some tests. Maybe click through a few things.
Yeah. But you know, if you don't have an app. If you want to be adventuresome, go download an app and pull it and start writing tests. It's a very black box approach. I think it's a lot of fun.
Nice.
It's really cool to see your app just running on a script and being able to get through the things that you'd have to do normally manually. So check it out.
Awesome.
Free time.
We'll put all of the links, not only for App Center tests, but also to that VSTS task and also to Xamarin UI test in the show notes below. So James, thank you so much for showing it off.
Great.
I love seeing all the little things and little tweaks, and coming from Test Cloud, it's gonna be a joy to bring over all my tests.
Exactly, it should be a great time.
Awesome. Well, that's been it. Another Xamarin show looking at App Center tests. So until next time, don't forget to subscribe. It's up over there, down over there. You know what to do, ding that bell so you get the latest Xamarin show in your inbox. Until next time, I'm James, thanks for watching.